The road to the White House goes through New York today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden and former President Trump will both be here. Fox's Peter Ducey reports the president will hold a big bucks fundraiser with ex-presidents Clinton and Obama.
The campaign is already billing this as the most successful fundraiser in American political history. $25 million is going to be coming in. And it's going to be a good test of the soundproofing inside Radio City because a huge anti-Israel free Gaza protest called Flood Manhattan for Gaza is being organized right outside.
They are angry over Biden's support for Israel in that war. Former President Trump will attend the wake of a New York City police officer shot and killed Monday at a Queens traffic stop. A Trump lawyer will go to court in Georgia this morning trying to get the election interference criminal case dismissed.
He's going to be arguing that the First Amendment should prohibit this prosecution.
Ashley Merchant is an attorney for a Trump co-defendant. She will again try to get DA Fani Willis removed from the case over a romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired. A judge's ruling prompted Nathan Wade to resign. Sentencing is supposed to start this hour for Sam Bankman-Fried, who was convicted in federal court in New York of fraud over the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange.
Prosecutors are asking for as much as 50 years in prison. His defense attorneys are asking for 5.5 to 6.5 years. He took customer funds from his crypto exchange FTX to help manage the funds of his trading firm. Customers lost roughly $10 billion. Restitution is expected to be part of his sentencing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, that after two bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, there will be no search today for the other four missing and presumed dead, citing dangerous conditions. Meanwhile, there is worry about 56 containers of hazardous material on the ship that hit the bridge and brought it down.
Some of the hazmat containers were breached.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says there is a sheen in the river. America's listening to Fox News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
A denial followed by a warning. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin called sheer nonsense any possibility he would launch an attack on a NATO allied country as Russia keeps waging war in Ukraine. Then Putin said any Western airbase that hosts American-made F-16 fighter jets that would be deployed in Ukraine would be a legitimate Russian target. Meanwhile, the attacks keep coming inside Ukraine.
At least one person died in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Wednesday, and local officials say Russia may have deployed a new type of guided bomb. It seems the Russians decided to test their modified bombs on residents, alleges the regional governor. Four children, including a three-month-old baby, were among 19 injured in the attack, condemned by President Volodymyr Zelensky as Russian terror. No comment from Russia. Ukraine also says it shot down 26 of 28 Iranian-made drones launched overnight. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Why is a question in Rockford, Illinois, where four people were killed when a man went on a stabbing spree. Several others were wounded, including a woman someone rushed to save.
One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine. He is being checked out.
Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana says a 22-year-old suspect is in custody. They still don't have a motive for the attack. The economy grew a bit more than first estimated at the end of last year. The government has revised fourth quarter GDP growth from 3.2% to 3.4%, though that is still less growth than July to September. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed the day after big gains that lifted the S&P 500 to a record high. Nobody hit the Powerball jackpot last night, so the fortune grows again. $935 million up for grabs Saturday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Recent forecasts by the National Climate Prediction Center indicate that though there's always a chance for late snow in April, Illinois headed for an early spring. National forecasters say Illinois stands a 50 to 60% chance of having a warm spring. Same forecast includes a chance for above average rainfall across southern Illinois. Illinois State Police setting a goal to have 30% of cadets classes by women by 2030. The department made that 30 by 30 pledge in 2022, but the number of women signing up has stayed about the same ever since. There are more than 1,000 sworn officers with Illinois State Police, but only 10% of them are women. And a watch party at State Farm Center in Champaign. That's planned today for an Illinois basketball doubleheader. Both NCAA tournament games for the Fighting Illini men's and women's basketball teams are going to be shown on the video board at the center. Gates will open at 6 tonight, and you can guess, admission is free. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, so we have Kenny Battle coming up next. And so I had Kenny Battle in the brain. When John Decker asked me who the last final, I just had Kenny on the head.
And skipped Bruce Weber back in 2005.
And that certainly is one of the greatest teams of all time.
Right. Lots of listeners texting in to correct you.
No excuses. None.
359-2255 if you want to chime in.
Fisher National Bank text line, but thank you for obviously catching a ball through the legs, the wickets, ball right through the wickets here, Solier. I, of course, knew and was all about Bruce Weber and that amazing run, but Kenny Battle is next. He's one of the Flying Illini. He actually was a guy that played at Northern. He played at for the Huskies up there and then transferred to Illinois.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yep.
Kenny Battle, and the chant began, you say Kenny, I say Battle. Kenny, Battle, Kenny. He was just phenomenal. So we'll have Kenny up next. But, yes, of course, last Final Four is 05, and I had referenced 89. All right, Mr. Greg Solier, meteorologist here on the radio. What are you saying here for Easter from Thursday here?
Well, we think that it ought to be milder around here. It may be a little wet around the edges as well, front part, mid part, as in through Sunday, maybe in the afternoon. We think the morning hours for any sunrise services with temperatures between 45 and 50 should be okay, but most days through the holiday weekend into the 60s. Speaking of wet weather, boy, plenty of it out towards Boston. They're raining 46 degrees, flood watches there. They had 2 to 4 inches of rain last weekend. They're coming up with another 2 to 4 over the next 48 hours or so, the last of which maybe at some point late night tonight or tomorrow morning might have a little wet snow back west towards Worcester and the Berkshires. Meanwhile, back this way, got some clouds up through parts of Ford and Iroquois counties, even a sprinkle and a snowflake there. Otherwise, turning mostly sunny, not as cool as we head through the later morning and afternoon. West-southwesterly wind, 33 now, 57 later this afternoon, 37 tonight, partly sunny, milder for Good Friday, and high up to 67 on Saturday. There may be a shower early, more likely a couple of hit-miss showers, maybe a thunderstorm in later afternoon with a high near 70. Again, maybe in the afternoon on Sunday, an Easter Sunday high at 64. Showers, thunderstorms Monday, maybe some goodly rains and storms across the area at 68. They'll wind down Tuesday, clearing off 57. We're in the 50s Wednesday. Another big warm-up and some dry time and some wind. We'll need it over Thursday and Friday of late next week. For CJ Broadcasting, Abby Dolchus, Greg Solier.
It was January 22nd, a very memorable date in Illinois basketball history, 1989. It was actually Super Bowl Sunday in 1989 when Georgia Tech and Bobby Cremins and that very good Dennis Scott team came to town to take on our number 2 ranked Fighting Illini.
That's right.
Georgia Tech was ranked number 1. It went to 2 overtimes.
Flying Illini with flight number 33 arriving in Champaign. And then he hugs. Give me a hug, Kenny. Give me a hug.
On national television, Dick Vitale describing a great dunk toward the end of the second overtime with flight 33.
There goes flight number 33. Take it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer, the great Kenny Battle. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, good, good. Go Illini. Just trying to do my assessment here because back in the day, I always said Kenny's my favorite player always. I mean, period. There's no... And I've been tracking this thing for 60 years. And Kenny, the reason that I think you're my all-time favorite is you never, ever dogged it. I asked Coach Henson, how about practice? Nope. He's got to let up. Nope. What the heck, man? Why was your engine like it was?
you know, it's just the way I was raised, and my mama always taught me, you know, if you're going to do something, you know, do it well. Don't go out and half do it. Do it the way you want to do it, and do it the way it should be done.
That's just awesome. Mm-hmm. And there was a moment, I sat at the scores table 20 years, there was a moment that you were pumping your arms, you ran down the court, and Lou got your attention and said, Kenny, you got to work harder. And you pumped your arms and you looked back at him and you said, okay, coach. I said, man, you can't have a better guy than that.
That's right.
Come on, man. Anyway, it's Kenny Battle. Right. It's great. It's awesome. Congratulations to the Hall of Fame. That was just quite an honor.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
Thank you so much.
Okay, give me your assessment of my team. What about Illinois? What about the Iowa State game? What are you seeing here from our team, and what do you think about the game tonight, Kenny?
Well, it's going to be a great game. I mean, you have a team, Iowa State, that is, you know, a defensive team, and you have a team, Illinois, who's an offensive, you know, scoring machine. And whenever you have those two type of teams playing each other, something got to give at some point. And you know, if we're making that shot, you know, we're going to be hard to beat. You know, we're aggressive. We hit the boards, offensive boards hard. And you know, it's going to be an exciting game to watch. You know, it's going to be an exciting game.
Well,
but I think that the Illini are playing some of the best brand of basketball that can be played at this time of year.
We're playing five power forwards, is what Brad Underwood says. Can you win? Can you hold the ball? Can you keep it from getting picked off? Can we do that with Iowa State? Because they're going to trap their brains out against us.
Well, of course, they have to. You know, that's the game plan. You know, try to contain the ball, try to limit the shots, try to limit the post up. And, you know, we just have to be patient, run our set, get what we want, when we want, and how we want to get it. And one thing, we can't allow the pressure to bother us.
Well, if we do that, I'm going to feel good about it because I think we can rebound with him. Mm-hmm. And what's your take on Terrence Shannon and particularly how he takes it on the break and when he goes on these transition? To me, he looks as quick, as fast as I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a freight train coming down here. So, I mean, you see guys, you know, they try to get back 3-4, and he's going so fast, he can just slice through, you know, double and triple team. He finds, you know, goals, he finds the little end to get in there, and he gets in and creates fouls. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to watch.
Well, if they trap me and I can move the ball around, I'm going to get some looks. But you're right, Kenny. We got to make them.
Yeah, we have to make the open shot. We have to get the slashes, the cutters. You know, we got to get penetration because, you know, if they're trapping, that means somebody is open. You know, and if everyone is moving, spotting up, ready to take the shot and make the shot, you know, it's gonna create havoc for them. And, you know, at some point, they're just going to have to go man-to-man.
Well, we can do this thing, right? We can beat Iowa State, can't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, without a doubt. You know, we're looking very, very good. And we're, you know, looking unbeatable right now. And I think the guys and Coach Underwood, you know, have went through what they need to do to get a win, and I think the guys are locked in. They got the assignment, and now they just got to go out, you know, and do the task at hand, and let's get a win.
Can you believe it's been 35 years from the Flying Illini? I can't believe that, Kenny. I can't believe that. Just can't. I mean,
it seems just like yesterday.
I remember they had a yellow brick kind of a road you guys walked in when you came home from the Final Four, and we had a little rally pep.
That's right.
Pep rally. And I remember Nick Anderson was up there and says, they say we need a big man. Who needs a big man? Ah, crowd's going crazy.
Uh-huh.
Crowd's going crazy. It was such a run. And you guys, you had lost to Villanova and some bad free throws the year before. And then you went crazy, go 17-0. Then we lose a bad game to Wisconsin by 20, and we don't lose until the Final Four. And Lou Henson told me that we would have been national championships had Kinney not slipped on the water in Minneapolis, because he said it took too much energy to overcome what we had to overcome that weekend. We came out flat in Seattle. But unbelievable, Kinney. The water on the floor in the Metrodome. What was that? Come on, man.
Well, you know what? And look back at the history of the Metrodome. They had holes all over the mess. That's one reason they blew it up. Because it was, you know, they couldn't contain the water from getting in. It was a freak. There was a leak right under the baseline. Mm. And we had went up and down two or three times. And then I came and slipped. And as Coach said, it took a lot of energy. My teammates didn't know if I would play. They knew if I was healthy, I was going to play. Even if Rod told me I couldn't play. And the only reason I didn't play in the Louisville game is because Coach Henson purposely left me off the roster and didn't put my name in the book.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And he told me. He said, and I said, Coach, why did you do that? He said, because I know you. You would have checked in without me telling. I'm like, yes.
That's exactly right. You would have. And then we had you for the Syracuse game and just battled our way back to win that thing. So,
I mean, that was a great game to be involved in. And, you know, it just seemed like the guys having me back on the court, we just clicked and things just fell back in the plate. Mm. But, you know, that game itself, even though I had a great game, I was probably 65%, playing. But, you know, that's what you get from me.
Yeah, oh, I know that.
65% is, people look at it as 110%.
Yeah, that's right.
And, we fought hard. And, you know, a Final Four game, I mean, as you said, I mean, we came out sluggish, the entire team. You know, we made a lot of early mistakes. And even though we didn't play our brand of basketball, we had to win the game at the end.
No, we did. No, and we beat Michigan twice badly.
And, you know, and I told the guys going into it, there's no way the NCAA is going to allow us to blow Michigan out, because the rating for us and our Seton Hall is going to be low.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you.
And it's all TV ratings. So, the game was slowed down. It wasn't in our favor. And, you know, it fitted Michigan because that's what they wanted to do to slow it down, pound it in, you know, and we did a great job. And people don't realize that Lowell Hamilton looked like a cast with tape because he had hurt his ankle, the Louisville game.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have been out on the floor. Mm. He couldn't move. I mean, if you guys remember, I think he got dunked on an and one by one of the Michigan players, and you know, shot that low blocks 99% of the time, but he couldn't move.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And then, finally, Coach Henson, had to take him out because he wasn't giving us anything.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
Right, Kinney Battle, one of the greats of all time. And how are you? How's your life? How are your kids, family, everything good?
Everybody's doing great. You know, my Kinney Jr. Lives in California. He's doing good with my second grandchild, beautiful young lady. And then my first grandchild, Kason, lives here in Illinois. And he's, you know, getting taller and taller every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendall, my second oldest, he's a computer whiz. he's big into computers and he's doing well, making a great living. Doing that, and my daughter Ty plays professionally abroad, and she's having a wonderful career, professional career there is. And then, you know, Cameron, he's in the process of transferring to play basketball, and hopefully we can get him down in Champaign. And then Keon is already there, football. You guys look for big things for him next year. And then Casey, my youngest son, he just transferred from Jackson State. And we're trying to get him down in Champaign as well. He's a 6'4 cornerback.
Oh, boy, we need that. Yeah. Hey, so, Kenny, did I count to seven kids? Was that seven?
No, you caught my grandson. That's six.
Six, okay. Kenny, hey, listen, thank you for jumping on this morning. We're
no
fired
problem.
Up. And listen, again, thank you for what you stand for. Because if people mm-hmm. worked as hard as you on the basketball court, living their life, live full, die empty, the great Les Brown says, that's what we ought to be doing. And you always did. And you're still doing it. We appreciate everything you've done.
No problem.
Always a pleasure having you on.
All right. Go Illini.
Go Illini.
Go Illini. Kenny Battle, the great Flying Illini, and the Flight 33. Great to have Kenny on.
Heard here on ESPN 93.5.
Yep. Gosh, I loved watching him play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just never forget. I'm sitting there, and coach is yelling at Kenny, 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 Kenny. Kenny looks, you have to work harder, Kenny. And he looks back. He's chomping this gum, and he's pumping his arms.
That's
as
right.
opposed to some guys going, man, I'm trying as hard. He goes, okay, coach.
Yep.
I said, man, this is great.
359-2255. Someone talking about the awesome atmosphere against that Georgia Tech game and how it was Super Bowl Sunday and that person's birthday. Thanks for chiming in and reminiscing with us.
All right. It's ESPN 93.5, 822.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The economy held up better than previously reported at the end of last year. The gross domestic product for the fourth quarter rose 3.4%. The government previously said the GDP expanded at a 3.2% pace. The numbers adjusted for inflation. Economists believe GDP growth slowed to a 2% pace at the start of this year. Also, the job market is showing little change. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week came in at 210,000. Ford is drastically reducing its hourly workforce at its Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan, where it makes the electric F-150 Lightning pickup. But Ford tells the Detroit Free Press the reductions will not result in job losses. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
He's part of the law firm, football star Keith Randolph, on why he chose to live at Pacifica on Green.
One, it's close to everything. They have the best landlord in Champaign. Well, this is like, she's like the mother of the apartment building. And it's really nice. It's brand new, nicely furnished. You know, everything's just nice. I mean, at least check it out. You know, the rents are very reasonable. There's a lot of additions into it. There's a game room, coffee room, yoga room. It's everything you want.
Visit PacificaOnGreen.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, so how are you watching it? Are you watching it at the State Farm? Are you going to be at home? It's a late night. Shauna Green's team plays Tulsa. We want them to win. That starts at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. So time nicely.
And they say if the Illinois women and Tulsa game wraps up, then they'll flip the screen and the Jumbotron in the State Farm Center to the San Diego State UConn game.
Well, I'd hope that would be a good game. I don't know. I would never till Sam, our buddy Sam at iHotel, reminded me that that was the national championship game last year, UConn and San Diego State. San Diego State beat Florida Atlantic. We couldn't believe that was...
I see.
So it just was an odd kind of... UConn beat somebody very good, and then UConn just, you know, they looked like they're just great. And, so I'm rooting for San Diego State, because if Illinois were to beat Iowa State, I'd rather play San Diego. I don't care how hot San Diego State is, it'd be better than a healthy UConn. UConn's a monster. They're the champion of the world right now in college basketball until somebody beats them. So anyway, let's just hope we get a chance.
Yes.
That would be awesome. But we'll be here tomorrow, probably a little sleepy, but we're excited to be here for Good Friday. We got Monsignor Mark on?
Yes, we do.
I love Monsignor Mark Meridian.
He'll be on. So many years at St. Matthew's and just a great guy to kind
of
set up Holy Week and all that.
Good conduit to God, there's no doubt. So we'll talk Easter tomorrow with Mark. All right, Monsignor Mark. 829. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
For a New York City police officer killed in the line of duty, Jonathan Diller. President Biden will be in New York for what his campaign calls the biggest political fundraiser ever, $25 million.
Stephen Colbert will moderate an armchair conversation with President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall. Donors who fork over enough cash can have their portrait taken with the three presidents by world-renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried is being sentenced today.
He faces up to 110 years in prison after being convicted on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy. He was found guilty of stealing over $10 billion in FTX customer funds. The prosecution, they're looking for 40 to 50 years. The defense, however, seeking just 5 to 6.5.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady at the federal courthouse in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State's treasurer has thrown his support behind a plan to let parents roll unused money from their children's college funds into a Roth IRA. He says it's now possible thanks to changes in federal law, but that state law needs to be changed before Illinois families can take advantage of it. Currently, legislation to change the law advancing through the assembly. 1 in 3 U.S. bridges in need of repair or replacement, according to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, including 29% of interstate bridges. The cost to make these repairs is estimated to be in the excess of $54 billion. Stacker investigated which counties in Illinois have the most bridges in dire need of repair using data from the Federal Highway Administration. A watch party at State Farm Center in Champaign Plant today for the Illinois basketball doubleheader. Both NCAA tournament games for the Fighting Illini men's and women's teams shown on the video board at the center. Gates open at 6 tonight. Admission's free. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
This is Eric Bowen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
Yep, 9:09 is Central Time. Everybody knows start time, Illinois and Iowa State. That's if, again, Connecticut and South San Diego State end on time. I guess that could go a little longer, but hey, it's okay. Whatever time they want to play it, we're ready. We're ready. It's Iowa State, Illinois tonight, and the Cyclones are favored by 2.
Mm, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. 25 before 9 on Thursday. And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill.
And now, award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Well, I don't know how to thank you for coming over, you and Donna, spending 10 hours in Philo to prepare a practice cook before you got competitions. I mean, it's like watching a PGA golfer hit the golf ball. It's just different. Tim, that was the best rib I've ever eaten in my life. I mean, it was Christian last night. I took some of the leftovers to Christian and Janet, and they just both... Christian said 3 of the 4 things he ate were the best ever he ever had of each of those. Yeah, what?
It's amazing.
What the world?
The taste, the flavor, just off what? The charts.
What?
You guys are too kind, but that we ended up with some really good meat from Mr. Brisket and out in Cleveland, and we let the meat kind of talk. I think those ribs really had a good pork flavor, and the things we did to them just enhanced that. Right, and those were good ribs.
Perfect ribs. Okay, so you, Mr. Tuffy, you thought it was a good cook. I mean, you had a good day, didn't you?
Yeah, we saw some things that weren't good, and things that we need to make some adjustments on, but. Overall, it was pretty good. Your judges were very, very kind. I would like to box them up and take them to a competition. We did total up the scores, and if their scores would go to any competition we've ever been at, we would win it. But,
that's right.
All right. Good to hear. That's awesome.
It was the people were awesome. I think we put Judge 6 into a meat coma because he didn't judge brisket at all. But that's all right. And the way that the scoring system works, you throw out the low score anyway, so we're still able to get a reasonable facsimile
Unbelievable.
Of a score.
Well, I'll tell you what, just FYI, and I know that you and Gail Frericks, you work very, very well together. You, Donna, Gail, and you got your trucking company, you got your dedicated diesel and the Dixie chopper and all the good things. However, if you ever wanted to have 100 weddings, I could get that for you next year. Okay?
Right.
I mean,
start a company.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's just when it tastes that good,
mm-hmm.
it's just hard work too, man. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's physically demanding, and then weddings. Of course, we want to really make it special and perfect. So that's a little bit harder.
And you've done a few for friends, but you're not doing this. This is just a hobby.
Yeah, it's just a hobby. Yeah. We only do it for friends and family and friends of friends and special occasions.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, but it's not something I want to do every day. I'll tell you what, I slept like a Dixie chopper last night.
There you go.
I bet you did.
Fast. It didn't take me long to sleep all night, right. Just like a Dixie chopper and mowing your yard. It didn't take very long. But it was a lot of fun. Thank you for having us over.
Thank you for doing it. It was a real special treat for us. And people here I know pretty well. And we were all genuinely just like blown away by it. Just very rarely do you have food from somebody as talented as you, Tim Onstott. So,
right. And for instance, the rib. I mean, we talk about fall off the bone, delicious. But you say there should be some, you know, holding on to the bone and being able to bite in and pull it off. And, you know, really the art of eating meat. I learned a lot yesterday. And it was just perfect yesterday. It's amazing. And we had, you know, Mitch, our next door neighbor here in Philo, was asking some tips. chips and wanting to get some. Are you injecting the meat, or what is the secret?
Yes, we inject everything. We do not inject the ribs. We have before. We did not do it yesterday because those ribs didn't. They were standalone good. Mm-hmm. They were thick and juicy, and we could tell halfway through the cook that it was right, that mm-hmm. they were right. And I had to fight not letting them go over and hitting that sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And I think we did on the ribs.
Yeah, you did.
Those ribs were something I would have turned in anywhere.
Yeah.
The brisket was a little bit different. It was a little bit off. It wasn't
good.
The same brisket we've been cooking for 3 or 4 years. It was Imperial Wagyu.
I loved it too.
So tender.
I mean, it was dry.
Was great.
It wasn't too juicy. It was just perfect.
It was unbelievable.
I tricked you a little bit then. I cut those slices a little bit thicker so they'd hold together a little bit. We couldn't do it quite as thin as we normally do. Would have fallen apart. But it had decent flavor. We were worried about a couple things on that. The chicken didn't quite have the flavor profile we were looking for, and we know how to correct that one. So hopefully you guys got the rust knocked off of us. Oof. And we're set for a few good competitions this year.
Well, we can't wait to hear. All right, before I let you go, go ahead, Tim.
I got to get rid of some Dixie Chopper molds before I go.
That's what I wanted to know. What up with Dixie Chopper? What do you have?
Oh, we've got Classics, Excalibur, Eagles, Z2s. All are in stock at the shop in Urbana. It's hard, you know, you hear all the time, guarantee the lowest prices. We'll make a deal on the lowest price you can get a Dixie Chopper for, period. Go talk to Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive. Call him at 217-328-0562. Go see him. If you're not satisfied with what he's doing, which Andy does a great job, and he will make the right deal, let me know. We'll make it right. We'll look at what you got, and we'll make sure you have the best price you can get on the world's fastest mower.
Well, plus, Tim, you got the warranty and you got the service when you have that relationship with someone like Andy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Andy is great at taking care of the customers. One of the things I say in trucking and over there at Dedicated Diesel is service the customer. Yep. And I think Andy takes that to heart, and he will do whatever he can to make things right. And just an all-around good guy to deal with.
And then Gale Ferex Trucking, looking for anything?
I'm looking for a couple of special drivers. We're getting into a situation. We don't have a whole lot of turnover, but I've got some guys that are really wanting to retire. we've got... a guy that's 81, guy that's 80, guy that's 78. They've been around a long time.
Wow.
One of our top drivers, and I'll say happy birthday to him. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 65. Mm. And he's been a top dog around here for about 10 years. And we're looking for somebody to come in and really take those top spots and understand what it means to be reliable, dedicated, and get compensated well for it.
Yeah,
get
you
weekends
do.
Home and that type of thing.
Weekends home and really compensated, yeah.
We yep, got a text in, Tim, trying to buy our first smoker. Any recommendations for a first-timer?
Whatever you can afford. And that's one of the things that Lon and I talked about yesterday is you don't have to cook championship barbecue to enjoy it. It's whatever you like, your friends and your family. It's a lot of experimentation. I started out on a $100 Walmart special, little bitty 48-inch smoker. You don't have to go out and buy a $10,000 smoker to enjoy it and do it in your backyard. The best backyard smoker, in my opinion, is the Outlaw Patio model. And you can get them for, I don't know, $4,500 from outlawbarbecuesmokers.com. Hmm. Jay Craig builds them. He's a friend of mine, and it is the best smoker. But you don't have to spend $4,000 to enjoy it. I think Stevie, your son has a green egg that he likes a lot.
Yeah, loves it a lot.
Yep.
And those are all good. It's just... a lot of it depends on the style you want to cook.
Yeah.
I'm old school. I want offset. I want to tend that fire. I want to have my hand in what's happening with that fire and smoke. That's why I don't use a pellet smoker, because there's not the control.
Yeah. Tim Onsdott, thank you again. Profuse thank you.
It was so
awesome to have
so
you
awesome.
Yesterday, Philo. Thank you for doing that.
Your people are great. Nicest people in the world. Philo is great. They let me park and be in their way.
great, Tim. We'll talk next week, but thanks for being on, as always.
Thank you, guys.
You betcha. Tim Onsdott, Pitmaster, ESPN 93.5.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC. Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby. Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
It is an honor to have Cassie Arner on the radio show. She is in charge at the University of Illinois. Congratulations on being promoted, Cassie.
Thank you. Did you tell Josh that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Probably feels that way.
Josh isn't in town. I can say whatever I want. It's Cassie Arner. Tonight at State Farm, you're hosting a free event where you can watch Shauna Green, and I am a big fan of Shauna Green, and the women's basketball team against Tulsa, followed by Illinois, Iowa State, and the Sweet 16. Cassie, whose idea? How'd you come up with this? Why are you doing this?
Right.
Well, let's call it a meeting of the minds on social media and a rare opportunity to feature both of our outstanding programs at the same time and get people really excited about bonus basketball.
Nice.
Free.
Free.
What the heck?
Absolutely free. Free parking, free entrance, free prizes.
Huh?
So it should be a lot of fun. We're going to do as much as we can to make it feel like a real game as possible, taking breaks at timeouts to do raffles and games on the court and everything we can do to get people really excited and feel like they're in the arena themselves.
Enter from the main entrance on the west
side?
So
coming through West Main, yep, all the seating will be on the west side. And we just had Bluey last night, so the court won't be down, but we will have a basket out and be playing games of knockout and three-point shooting contests and trivia and all kinds of stuff. And concessions will be open, so you can come and eat dinner there.
Just trying to think in my head if I could go out with like a flashlight and some official suit and say, folks, this is, it's closed. And then I'd be the only guy in there. And then I get all the prizes and get to play knockout by myself.
Yeah. The whole place to yourself.
How do you know how many are coming? I mean, maybe you're going to.
We don't.
But maybe there'll be thousands. I don't know.
We're prepared for that.
Okay.
It could be 500. It could be 5,000. And, you know, who knows? But I think that's part of the fun of it, right?
Well, a lot of the area schools are out for the kind of Easter holiday break, so that works to your advantage, too.
It does, and you would think traditionally a 9:09 tip would be too late, but if there's going to be a night to do it, it'd be one where the kids can stay up a little bit and not have school the next day.
I think it's a great idea, and if we were to get through the weekend, they're going to want you to do it next week.
They will. You know, I should promote, we will be hosting the Big Ten Men's Gymnastics Championships at State Farm on that Friday and Saturday. But let's say most of us are hoping we make it to the Monday as well.
Yeah, that would be
exactly.
Huge. Well, let's see if we beat Iowa State late tonight. They're real good. Everybody knows that. They beat Houston.
They're very good.
They're very good. So are we, which is cool. And I had Kenny Battle on earlier this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, the memories flooding through with the KB. Flight 33, Dickie Vitale, Flight 33.
Well,
this is awesome.
I'm wearing my Flying Illini shirt now.
Excellent. Way to go, Cassie.
That's great.
Because I wore it on Saturday, so I'm wearing the exact same outfit I wore Saturday.
I get that way, too. I was wearing a cross, and, you know, I don't want to jinx anything. It's so silly.
If I don't, I could really threaten
right.
the team. If I'm not wearing this exact outfit, I could really hurt that.
All right, I can get in as of 6 tonight, State Farm. Bring everybody you know. It's
and
free.
And free some hot dogs, too.
What?
First 350 through the door, get a free hot dog.
There we go.
What the heck is that about?
What organization's doing that?
So Student Affairs is sponsoring the free hot dog giveaway.
And did I hear Coke is part of this too?
Coke will be doing some sampling of some of their new products, Coke Zero Spice. It'll be exciting. They'll feel very active and festive there.
Well, I don't know. This will be fun. And I think, boy, the kids just love this. So take the kids and enjoy.
Well, and the University of Illinois students, you're able to email blast them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think 9 o'clock is just the time they're waking up and getting ready to do things.
Yeah, they don't go out till 11:30. So this is early,
right.
Man. Cassie Arner, always a pleasure. I've got you again. Let me look to make sure. The head of the University of Illinois, Bennett, Cassie Arner, a pleasure. thanks for jumping on.
Thank you, guys.
All right, talk soon.
Details at FightingIllini.com.
One more time on Greg's weather.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity, nice couple of days worth of weather ahead as we get into the start of the Easter holiday weekend. There'll be some wet weather at times over the weekend and a more significant outbreak of a shower and thunderstorm business for early next week. Temperatures continuing the trend of a milder, more spring-like go of it. Slight cooling expected first half of next week. Another windblown peak warm-up slated later next week. Kind of just what the weather doctor ordered on what may be over the next 4 or 5 days, another inch or two in some areas of East Central Illinois in the old rainfall gauge. No rain today, mostly sunny skies, although north of Champaign County and Vermilion County, there's some clouds and a few sprinkles and snowflakes showing up here for the morning hours. That's north of Champaign, mostly sunny sky. Otherwise, temperatures moderate to about 57 on a west-southwesterly wind, 37 tonight, partly sunny, milder for Good Friday at 67. Shower thunderstorm chances Saturday afternoon, the high near 70. Showers back in for Sunday afternoon with a high up to 65. For CBG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgang.
All right, cool morning around East Central Illinois in Champaign-Urbana and our studios in downtown Philo, where our current temperature is. What is the current temperature?
I wasn't ready for that, Stevie.
Thought I had that in front of me.
Okay.
30-something is a good guess. Maybe 40?
38.
38, okay.
Up to 62.
We had frost on windshields and stuff this morning.
Tomorrow, 70. Saturday, 73.
And Easter Sunday is
65 with a 70% shot at showers.
All right, man. That's a lot warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been layering up for 6 months. I'm ready to stop layering up. All right. Back tomorrow. It will be probably a late night for all of us Illini fans. And that's okay. We'll play. If it's 9:09, 10:09, 11:09, probably done by 11:30. And then you deal with whatever.
That's right. And we've got baseball today.
I know. I forgot all about the Cubs opening 6:30 in Texas. We got that on the radio on US 105.
Yep.
105.9, US 105.9, and of course ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals today after 3. On the air earlier, like 2:20 or so, it's Cardinals in Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. Talk tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Go Illini. Enjoy the day.
Yep, that's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Go Illini. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery has store-wide savings as they celebrate their anniversary. Installation is half off Mohawk waterproof luxury vinyl floors. The installation is free on Mohawk carpet. And get up to $1,000 of instant rebates on Mohawk carpet and floors. Instant rebates on all furniture. Plus, buy it all with 2 years free financing. Don't miss the anniversary sale going on now at Carpet Weavers.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com. First Federal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 435120.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want it to look like.
Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby! Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.